Today's Mishnah in Masechet Parah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Yud Beit. And we're starting right at the beginning of the Perek, Ezov HaKatsar. And now, we're not talking about an Ezov that is too short for it to be kosher for Hazoya, meaning it's less than the shear of the Tefach. We're talking about an Ezov that you cannot get it down into the water because, let's say, you got this water in a bottle and you have to dip the Ezov in. You can't get your hand through the top of the bottle and you can't get close enough to the bottom to dip the Ezov. Now, you can't turn the bottle on its side and let it take the liquid of the mayim that were meant to be mekudash, that are mekudashim rather, from the side, because the din is, it says vitaval. Taval means you've got to dip it and not collect the water. So how are you going to get your Ezov dipped? Well, it's not a problem. You can tie a string to it, lower it into the bottle, dip it into the bottle, or you could take like a pencil, tie it to a pencil, and stick it into the water. And then when you take it out of the bottle, then you hold onto it, and you, after being mala it, you're able to then hold the Ezov and do the actual Ochez be'Ezov and do the actual Hazoya. But you can't hold on to the stick or the pencil or the wire that you attached it to, is because it says V'lokach Ezov. So the idea over here would be that even though theoretically, I mean, we have a little bit of a problem because it does say Vilakach Ezov v'taval b'mayim, which is mashma that the tefillah has to be also b'shas l'kicha. So the Gemara ends up proving from here that l'kicha al yedei davar acher is considered to be a proper l'kicha. And that's essentially what happens over here. You were lokeach al yedei davar acher. So that part is okay. But in order to be able to do the v'hisa, as we'll see later, you have to be mechaving the direction of the hazoya, and that you have to do by carefully holding it and aiming it. But if you're going to use a something else, then you're not going to be able to do the hazaah properly. So we have an interesting split between the lakach ezov v'taval and v'hiza. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, I don't understand what the difference is. If the hazaya has to be done with the Ezov itself, then why doesn't the tefillah have to be done with the Ezov itself? So maybe the very fact that it says v'taval v'hizah means that we have a hekesh between the tefillah and the hazaya. And therefore, if you're telling me that in order to do hazaya, then you have to be able to aim the Ezov, so then the fact that the Torah put it together means that you would actually have to be able to be tevel it and not al yedei acher. Okay, fine. There may be other explanations that I don't know, but that's what the Rishonim that talk about it that I have found explain as the machlokas. Mishnah Beit. Now, suppose you actually went ahead. And there's not a new case. We're continuing on. You actually went ahead and you were mazeh with, you had a little bit that was on the string, or it was on the pencil, and you held the whole thing together and you did the hazayah. Now, I'm not sure where that water came from. The water might have come from off of the string. I don't know. Maybe it came from off the pencil. Now, obviously, it's not going to be kosher unless it actually came from the Ezov. So if I can't be sure about that, I have to assume that the Hazaya is possible. Because since in this case, the person that I'm going to be Maza on has a Cheskas Tumah, so then I have to take him off that Cheskas Tumah. The klal is, Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. And if the person is Tumi, I'm going to have to assume that he continues to be tummy. How about if you've got two separate things that need hazaya, and you put these two separate things side by side, and you do Azoyana, Yizar al Shnei Kevin. But you cannot be sure, because you don't have a fast video camera, you cannot be sure whether the water that you find, which you do find signs of Azaya on both of these Kelim, you can't be sure whether it came directly from the Azaya or whether perhaps it landed on one of them and then some of it spritzed, bounced off of one Kelim and went on to the other Kelim. So the fact that you see drops on both of these Kelim is not proof positive that both of them got Azaya. So even in such a case, if it's a suffix of Shnei Mizah, or suffix Mechavir or Mitzalel, we're not sure whether it came from one Kli to the next, then you have the same problem. Since you have a Vaday Tuma, you're trying to take off the Vaday Tuma, Ein Suffik, Motzi Midei Vaday. Now, how about in a case, and we're going to see in a moment why we have all of these separate cases, because they all seem to be saying the same halacha about a suffix hazoya. Suppose you have a small clean, a machat. So you got a needle that became tamei meis, and in order to be maasa on it, you place it upon a surface that cannot be makabel tuma. So let's say you put it on a piece of cheres, and now you sprinkle on that machat, but we don't know whether it was directly sprinkled on the machat, suffik al machat hizah, or suffik al minacheres mitzalel, or once again, the problem is, can I be sure that it didn't hit the underlying piece of cheres, and then some of the drops got on to the machat? Now, in this case, also, even though when it comes to the cheres, there's no hazoya whatsoever that you need for a cheres, because it can't be makabel tuma. But nonetheless, we do not say that the machat is considered to be tahor because of the fact that there were drops that hadn't been used for tahira on the cheres that sprinkled onto the machat. So basically, we're talking about a case of one being even a bigger chiddush than the other. And that's called, of course, the concept of lozu avzu in the Mishnah, and this is a classic example of lozu avzu. So in other words, not only in a case where I have a suffix whether bichlal it came even from the ezov at all, maybe it came from the pencil or it came from the wire, but even in a case where it definitely came from the ezov but it was on two kalim, and definitely one of these kalim for sure got the drop directly from the ezov and was tahor, but since we don't know for sure that both of them did, we have to be machmir on both of them, and we cannot assume that they're tahor. But even in a case where you've got a machat on cheres, where over there, since the cheres didn't require hazoya by definition, and therefore the drop of water that falls on the cheres is not considered to be naaseit mitzvata, so you'd say, okay, so if it's not naaseit mitzvata, so then we can say here in the presence of Choni HaMa'agel, we can say that afal pikein hazaato is psula. Why? Because of a new chiddush. You might have thought that the reason that we are not allowing you to utilize the other ones is because maybe the hazoya came from something that was not able to be maza, the pencil, or in the case of the kli, the other kli. But in the event that the mayim is still ksherim, because it wasn't used to be metayer, the underlying piece of cheres, what's the difference? Even if it bounced off, it was still kosher mayim. Kamash malona, there's a new halacha over here, namely that it has to come directly from the lakach ezov and hizah, and not that it ended up on it from the lakach ezov. Okay, so it's mamish, three separate chidushim that we list in our Mishnah. Now, let's move on to the next case. Somebody took a Coke bottle, was matired it for the chatas, and now he has made chatas in a Coke bottle. Now, the problem with the Coke bottle is that it has a very thin opening. So if you try to put your azov into it, it gets squished. So let's say you squish it in, as you're squishing it out, it's going to be pressed in. And now I don't know what it is that I'm sprinkling. So let's take a look at a case of a tzlochit shepiatza. It's got a very thin top, such as a Coke bottle. You can still be tovel the azov in it, and you can take the azov out the way you normally would. Ma'ale kedarko, and we don't have to think that maybe all of the water that I had been tovel in, maybe that was squeezed out of it as I was pulling it out. And whatever water is left is water that it picked up from the side of the bottle as it was coming out, because certainly there's very little here. So, kamashmalan, you don't have to worry about that. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, wait a minute, what do you mean you don't have to worry about that? You don't have to worry about that for the first time that you use this azov and you dipped it in, then you can do it. Because the second time, what happened there is that you already have the water that was squeezed out of the first one. Now you have very good reason to suspect that the water that's in the azov that you're pulling out the second time is not the water that you were tevel it in. And therefore, you do have to worry about the fact that this was not vitaval, but it was actually, as we're going to see before, misapeg. It was actually soaking it up, but not from what was the original tefillah. In that case, you definitely would have to worry, Tainas Reb Yehuda, and you can only do this once. Mechatat shenit ma'atu. Now, what about if the water has evaporated in the bottle? Now, we're talking about any bottle, and there's very little left, just a little bit of water on the bottom. So now, can you still call that tefillah? Yes, even if just the Roshei HaGivalim is all that gets wet, that's considered to be tefillah. It was actually surrounded by water. But what about if the way that you get the water is by moving it around the edge and collecting the water of little droplets here and there that were left, like we often do when we're trying to utilize final ingredients? That's not called tefillah. That's called sefiga. And therefore, bevacher lo yisapeg, because we actually darshan vitaval velo misapeg. Next idea. Nitkaven lahazot lefanav. So we saw over here that the vihiza means that you have to hold on to it in order to properly aim it. Now suppose you had aimed it on a kli that was right in front of you. And instead, what happened was that there were also kelim tmeim behind you, and as you lifted it up, you swing it behind your back, you're ready to swing it that, but as you swing it behind your back, it hits the kli behind your back, instead of staying on the azov in order to bet on the kli in front of you. Then the hazaya is psula. The same thing would be if you meant to do it li'acharav, and instead yizalefanav. Hazayato would be psula, because the idea is, as we said, the hiza hatahor al hatame. Obviously, it's al hatame. Yalla, the pshat is, you have to aim for what it is that you were being metayer as the tame. That's the point. And you didn't do that. Therefore, in either case, it would be us. There's a machlokas we've shown you, and that very interesting machlokas, Raivet and Rambam. About does the kavana have to be al hatameh in order to be mitaheret, or is it just that it has to be on the object that is tameh? The Ravid learns it's only a din in the object. It's not a din in your kavana to be mitaher. But the Rambam learns that you have to have kavana to be mitaher this object, which is tameh. Now, suppose you had in kavana to be mazeh on something that's in front of you, but it is on the side instead. It's still in front of you, but it's not 90 degrees in front of you. It's to the side of where you were aiming, still in front. That is called studim, and studim have the same din as lifanav. if you're miskaven to that direction, then it's considered to be a proper kivun. Mazin al ha'adam midato v'shelo midato. Suppose you've got a person who's tummy, and he doesn't want to get the hazoya. It makes no difference. You wait till he's fast asleep, and then be mazon. He does not need the kavana. It's the mazeh, according to the Rambam, who may need kavana for tyra. And, therefore, you can be mazon him without his even knowing about it. For that matter, mazin al ha'adam, v'ala kelim, afilu hein me'ah, it makes no difference how many things there are, how many people there are, how many mixtures of people in Kalim there are, as long as there was some of the Hazoya, even one drop that touches each one of those things, it's considered to be a complete Hazoya. Of course, that you had Kavona to do so, not that it just happened to get wet, but if you had Kavona to do 100 things at once, that is a kosher Hazoya.